Alright, here we go again. Hello, sorry if I did not have the right one to record. But here I am now, getting to you guys the creation of the world again. So we're not gonna do the Bible reading of the day. I will go to this app called My Bible. So create the creation of the world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, and God saw that light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. There was evening and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters. Let it separate the water from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse that were above the expanse, and it was so. And God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land and the waters that were gathered together, he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees, bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let their lights be in the expanse of the heavens, to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for the days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God said, let the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and over the night to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. God said, "Let the water swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm, and according to their kinds, and every bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. God made the beast of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God made man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is one the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruits. You shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. The seventh day, God rest. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. So, guys, why do we have Sabbath? You know how God rested on the seventh day? So Israel rested on the seventh day. You look and I want to say it's Exodus. Look in Exodus. Going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, I think. And 10 Commandments. So I think that's where you'll find it. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy this, and see you guys soon. Bye bye.